What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, what's up, young adults? It's Mirari back with you on the podcast, and I'm super excited to be back with you guys. Today, I'm going to touch on love. We are in the month of February, so what more better topic than to talk about than love? But it's not the kind of love that y'all may think or know. I'm going to talk about God kind of love, and I'm excited to share with y'all today. And I will be reading a little bit on out of one of Kenneth E. Hagin's books, and let's get started. I'm going to turn to 1 Corinthians 13:13, and I'm going to be reading it out of the NLT. First, I'm going to read it in the NIV, then the NLT, just to make it a little clearer for those that, you know, don't understand thou, the, you know, all that stuff. So it in the NIV says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, love." 1 Corinthians 13:13 in the NLT says, "Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love." Now in the footnotes, it says, Paul wrote that love endures forever. In morally corrupt Corinth, love had become a mix-up term of little meanings. Today, people are still confused about love. Love is the greatest of all human qualities, and it is an attribute of God himself. Love involves unselfish service towards others. Faith is the foundation and content of God's message. Hope is the attitude and focus. Love is action. When faith and hope are in line, you are free to love completely because you understand how God's love Does your faith fully express itself in loving others? Now let's go to 1 John 4:8. And I'm going to read it in both also. 1 John 4:8. In the NIV it says, "He that loveth not knoweth. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." 1 John 4:8. And the NLT says, "But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love." And I'm also going to read the footnotes on this one. It says, John says, God is love, not love is God. Our world, with its shallow and selfish view of love, has turned these words around and contaminated our understanding of love. The world thinks that love is what makes a person feel good and that it is all right to sacrifice moral principles and other rights in order to obtain such love. But that isn't real love. It is the exact opposite: selfishness. Come on, somebody. And God is not that kind of love. Real love is like God, who is holy, just, and perfect. If we truly know God, we will love as he does. Now, the Bible says that God is love. It also says that love is even greater than faith or hope, like we just read in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Well, since God is love, then we need to know what love is. That is the God kind of love. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, as we read earlier, in the King James Version, that's why I read both translations, the Bible translates the word love as charity. actually, it is to be regretted that the word agape was translated as charity, because it doesn't really express the full meaning of the Greek word that is used in this verse. According to the dictionary, the word charity means a benevolent goodwill towards or love of humanity. But the actual Greek word that is used here is agape, which means the love of God. Elsewhere in the NLT, in the New Testament, the word agape is translated love instead of charity. For example, in 1 John 4:8, the Bible literally says God is agape. In other words, God is love. So the word agape means the God kind of love. What is agape, or the love of God? Before I answer that, let me show you something interesting about the love of God. The Bible says that love is greater than either hope or faith, which we read in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Why is God's love greater than hope or faith? First of all, faith won't work without love. In other words, faith is dependent on love in order to work. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith with worketh by love." Let me read y'all that in the NLT. I didn't have that one marked down, but I'm going to read it. Galatians 5:6. Let me get that real quick. Did I have it marked down? Galatians 5:6 in the NLT says, 5:6. When we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. Let me read the footnote on that. We are saved by faith, not by deeds, but love for others and for God. It is the response of those whom God has forgiven. God's forgiveness is complete, and Jesus said that those who are forgiven much love much, because faith expresses itself through love. You can check your love for others as a way to monitor your faith. Wow. Okay, let's get back. Let me rewind here. In other words, faith is dependent on love in order to work. In Galatians 5:6, what we just read, you can readily see that love would have to be greater if faith wouldn't work without it. It takes love to make faith work. And then second, faith wouldn't work without hope. The New English Bible says of Hebrews 11:1, faith gives substance to our hopes. You have to hope for something before your faith can give substance to it. So faith is also dependent on hope. In Hebrews, we can read in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, if you don't hope for anything, your faith can work, because it has no goal or object to believe God for. Therefore, faith can't work without hope. Also, faith is dependent on love in order to work. That is why the Bible says that love is greater than either hope or faith. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3, and I'm going to read that in the NLT because my words come out better in the NLT. 13, 1 through 3. And love is the greatest. That's my title for today. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I wouldn't only be a noisy gong or a clinging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all of knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I wouldn't be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I wouldn't have gained nothing. Love is the greatest. The Bible says that even if all the gifts of the Spirit manifested through us without God's love, key right there, without God's love, it wouldn't profit us anything. It would be as nothing at all. Think about that. Think about that. Go back to 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3 and reread that. Dissect it. If we understood all mysteries and possessed all knowledge and all faith, but we didn't have God's love operating in us and flowing through us, come on, it has to go through us, right? It wouldn't profit us anything. Even going to the poor and self-sacrifice are nothing unless we are motivated by love. What are we talking about today? Love. The God kind of love, amen? Nothing you do will profit you unless it's done from the motive of God's love. You can readily see why the God kind of love is so important and why the Bible says it's greater than faith and hope. Also, the Bible says that it's by love, God's love in us, that all men will know that we are his disciples. Listen to this part. Let me read that again. The Bible says that it is by love, God's love in us, that all men will know that we are his disciples. The Bible didn't say it is by faith or hope that all men will know we are his disciples. No. No, it's by God's love demonstrated in and through us that people will know we are Christians. You know, before I was saved, really saved, because I always been in church, you know, I had the ugliest attitude, and having an ugly attitude is not part of love. You know, you're ugly towards others, you're always angry, you always have something to say, you always have to have the last word. You know, that's not the God kind of love, you know. So what was coming out of me? Ugliness. You know, that's why we have to have the God kind of love in us, so that it could come out of us and people will know that you're a disciple of God. Amen. Let me read John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. Amen. We have to love one another. Let me read this. Kenneth E. Hagin put it in the book. And this book, it's Love the Way to Victory. So I was kind of dissecting every chapter, but you really have to read every chapter slowly, because it's a lot, but it's amazing. It says, not walking in love can shorten your life. In this chapter, it talks about, you know, not having the God kind of love can shorten the days of your life. But I want to read this part. Not walking in love can shorten your life because it allows the devil a foothold in your life. Every step out of love is a step in sin. Let me read that again. Every step out of love is a step in sin. Sin opens the door to the devil in your life. Therefore, to fulfill your days on earth, you're going to have to walk in love. And God's love never fails. It's God's love at work in us that will enable us to walk in love towards everyone. Towards every member of in Christ, everyone. You know what I mean? God's word is true, and God is love. How is the world going to know we are Christians? How are they going to know? because we love one another. Hallelujah. I know this was short and sweet, but God's love, you can just go, there's so much that you can go into. I'm just looking over my notes, see if I didn't miss anything. You know, there's so many benefits in walking in love. Amen. And I'm going to leave you there, guys. Remember, faith simply will not work without love. You have to walk in the God kind of love. Love isn't just, you know, something you say to someone or just, you know, a loose word like the world kind of portrays it now. You can't tell someone you love them and then you treat them wrong or whatever, you know, because that's not love. That's not God. You know, God is true. God is love. Amen. I want to remind y'all that we have the hang night, which is Thursday, February 16th. All the information is on our Instagram at Houston Young Adults. Also, our service for February will be the 24th at 7:30 p.m. Bring someone with you. I challenge you to bring someone with you. Amen. If you love someone, if you truly have someone that still doesn't know Christ or they need healing in their body or, you know, they just need Jesus. Amen. Everyone needs Jesus nowadays. Bring them. That'll show an action of love because love is an action. Amen. And I love you guys. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. And enjoy your day. Enjoy your Valentine's Day if you have a Valentine. If not, singles, buy yourself something, you know. Flowers, go get your nails done. Men, go, I don't know what men tend to do. My husband, I don't know, buys himself some shoes or caps. He's into caps right now. So do something for yourself, amen. I love you guys. See you soon.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.